gonna get uncomfortable, it's gonna get crazy, it's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Happy birthday! Happy, 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 happy birthday! His name is Pork Chop. It's his birthday. We got a Mimic Muffin. What more can I say?
That was
fantastic. It's your birthday.
It's your birthday. Yeah, Mackenzie. What did you want to say?
Got him White Claw. Are you happy now? Take it, Chops.
I'm against the law because my ID's expired.
Yeah.
We need coffee because we're all so tired.
We are. We need massages. It's going to be a good day. And our intern is here, too. Welcome, Chloe.
Hi.
Hey.
It's producer Porkchop's birthday.
Yeah.
Yes.
Update that dating profile age. Update that. No. Dude, how you doing, man?
I'm good. I relaxed yesterday. I cleaned my house and my boxers.
That's the best way to do it.
Yeah.
And that was nice.
I feel like that's something that my ex would never want me to do because he's always scared someone's going to look in the windows, and I don't care.
Wait, wait. You had your windows open?
No, I mean, like, you never know, you know, through the blinds or something.
What you doing in there? Mind if I peep around?
Doesn't it feel good, though, to get everything nice and clean and tidy?
Yes. I cleaned the bottom half, though. I still need to clean, like, the top second floor tomorrow. I'll do that. And then last night, I went out and watched Monday Night Football by myself.
Ooh. And now it's your birthday. You've gotten several happy birthday texts already, and it's so early.
Yeah, I have gotten a couple. It's crazy how you spoke one into existence.
I did. I was like, has so-and-so text you yet? And then, boom, that text rolled in.
Oh, that's weird.
I'm manifesting today big time.
So you got the claw over there? Because we're breaking the law today. We're drinking the claw.
It's a natural lime.
Can I get a claw?
Hard seltzer. Yeah, of course, dude. Do you want? I've got ruby grapefruit right here.
Not my favorite, but I'm not going to be
Wait, hold on.
There's more in there. There's a whole bag.
There's more?
So, and there's a card in there, Chops. Of course, I brought you a birthday card. And I got him a new belt as his present. And I had no idea because I didn't know men's belts. I was like trying to size up Chops. He's hard because he wears layers like quite often.
Well, that and he wears his pants around his butt crack, too.
But he has had this old belt for 2 years that was hanging on literally by a thread. So I got him a new belt. So I'm very excited.
All right, White Claw me. Hold on a second.
There should be black cherry in there somewhere.
Nope. It's ruby grapefruit and lime.
No, they're not. There should be like six in there.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Oh, there's no black cherry?
Ooh,
shoot.
We got gypped. It's okay. We're gonna have to send, hold on.
She got me a card. It says birthday boy Chops.
Oh, yeah. You can read out loud.
Okay, good.
Dearest Pork Chop.
Yeah, I'm gonna Ron Burgundy it, and there's like something I shouldn't read on it.
No, I love birthdays. We have to celebrate you.
It says, life should be celebrated every day. And then it says, to the hardest working man I know on his birthday, hope your year is happy and bright and filled with all the joyful moments that you deserve. Happy birthday. Love you, Mackenzie.
Yay.
Yeah.
Chops. I can't believe you're all grown up.
Thank you. And I love my new belt. This is literally fantastic.
Oh, yay. You're so cute.
We'll
you
put
needed
a picture of the before and after. The old belt next to the new one. We'll put that up.
So how was your day, Mackenzie?
Yesterday was awesome. I went and I had a workout session at F3, which was really cool. I had a personal, basically, workout. It was great. Kicked my butt. And then after that, my mom is having a ginormous garage sale the next 2 days. So I'm trying to help her get stuff, and I'm trying to contribute stuff to for the sale.
All right, cool. Make that money,
you
honey.
Guys should come by the garage sale. There's going to be lots of good stuff. Like, I'm getting rid of a ton of furniture and all the things.
Pork Chop. Furniture. He's doing other things. I'm just like, I'm hearing like, wait, Pork Chop can make all the apartment.
Giving away desk, bookshelves, suitcases. Just, I'm cleaning out my storage unit. My goal is that I have a garage, my car in the garage when it gets cold.
Yeah, that would be nice to clear out the space.
But I have like wardrobe issues, so I don't know because I have lots of clothes.
Hey, I've been there, girl. I know all about that.
Girl.
My day yesterday was interesting. I was so sore. I wanted to not work out because I thought it would be worse. But actually, the workout helped because I was moving around at Eat the Frog Fitness. So got a good workout in yesterday. Burned like 800 calories and everything just went really well with that. And then I went grocery shopping and I tried to make myself like a lunch. I'm trying to make food instead of just buying like fast food. And all I made was some eggs and some like chicken turkey or chicken sausage. By the time I got that done, it was already 3:30 in the afternoon, mm-hmm. and I was falling asleep cooking eggs. And I felt like a zombie.
Yeah, I mean, when you're up with us, because you're up right now, when you get up super early, like we all get up around 3:30, you hit that wall at about 2, I do too, like 2 or 3, and it's just like my eyes, I'm struggling to keep them open.
I told Porkchop, I'm like, yeah, man, let's go disc golf if you want in a couple hours, because he has to go. And I wake up, it's like 6 o'clock, and we're supposed to go at 6. He's like, hey, are we going? Yeah. I'm like, I just woke up.
It's hard. No. What people don't realize, like the normal person that gets up at 7, like 3 p.m. is like our 7 p.m. to them, because yep. it's like the end of the day, so it's just like, ugh.
Then my wife had not a rough day, but like there were some changes at her job. She's okay, but it's just like it's a change. So she's like, I need a drink, which means we have to go out. So we
did
went
you go out.
Out? We did. We went out and I had a good time. We had a good meal, but it's like, you know me, like 8 o'clock might as well be 1 in the morning. So mm-hmm. I'm like, I need to go to bed.
Yeah.
And then we fell asleep. I fell asleep and she's like, wake up, wake up. We were watching the last episode of Orange is the New Black. So now I'll have to rewatch that by myself today.
Yes.
Are you done with that drink yet, Pork Chop?
No, it's like not. It's 20% done.
Okay, we need to get him drinking this morning. I think we got to get him through a case.
It's your birthday.
Get drunky drunk. All right, Mackenzie, the sober one on the show.
Yes.
What is coming up in the garbage?
Oh, man.
Can you please tell us?
A clueless star arrested in Florida, and who Chevy Chase is calling an ignorant slut.
Well, I hope it's
Whoa.
Me.
Wow.
All right, let's get into the garbage.
Oh, I love trash.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Well, they have made it official. Justin Bieber and Hailey got married once again. They exchanged vows during a second wedding ceremony in South Carolina. Of course, the couple looked absolutely stunning. It was a beautiful, extravagant affair. Event designer to the stars, Mindy Weiss, planned the entire thing. Hailey's sister and her cousin, Ireland Baldwin, both served as bridesmaids. Her dad, Stephen Baldwin, and Alec Baldwin, both there. They walked her down the aisle. This was, like, really sweet. I'm sad that our invitations must have got lost in the mail. But they also
again
they had a close like a party, close family and friends, an intimate dress rehearsal the night before, and so it's just like a typical wedding. It was very like run of the mill, although times 1,000.
I would love that run of a mill wedding.
Spare no expense. The decor was very chic, all white, which I think is super sharp. So now let me ask you guys: do you think this will last? They are 22. I mean, they're super young.
I don't know. Even like marriages you think are solid as a rock can fall apart. I think if, sounds like Bieber's trying to get help for himself. I think if she can stick by his side through that, then yeah, they'll make it through.
Interesting enough, his famous ex, Selena Gomez, says that she is better off without the Biebs because they, you know, had a...
Well, that's what I'd say too if I was losing my man.
He was marrying somebody
else. Like, I'm better off without her.
Oh, but she'll find someone amazing too. We want love for everybody, right? Well, geez, Stacey Dash. Always drama with this girl. She's just stunning. Remember her from Clueless? And then she later ran for Congress. Okay, she's been arrested and charged with domestic battery down in Florida. And we have some of the 911 call.
911, what's the address of the emergency?
Yes, I've been assaulted by my husband.
Tell me exactly what happened.
We were all arguing. I asked his daughter to get out of my face because she was in my face. I pushed her back. He put me into a chokehold. Do you want to see the marks on my neck? I didn't hit you.
One moment.
Okay, very dramatic. So this went down in Land O'Lakes, Florida, around 7:45 p.m. Dash is accused of pushing and slapping her husband, although she says she was put in a chokehold. The police rushed to the scene. She was taken to a local jail for 24 hours to cool off, and there is an ongoing, they're going to investigate what actually went down.
It'll be interesting to see. I feel bad for the kids that had to witness that.
Yeah, so she's saying she acted in self-defense. The husband saying, no, he was defending himself, so it was just a brawl all out. Keep you posted on the latest. Well, Chevy Chase rips into a heckler during a Caddyshack event, calling her an ignorant slut.
Thank you very much. Now, you would sit down and be quiet so I can finish.
Jane, you ignorant slut.
Please, nobody likes this. What do you think I mean? Words of Arabia? I just want you to be you.
Okay, so the 75-year-old actor is on stage. I can't believe he's 75. And she was upset because she said, Chevy Chase, you're my hero, but you're not funny anymore. Why are you so boring now? And that's when it all went down.
You're boring. You're so boring now. I don't like being bored.
And then eventually security removed the heckler and Chevy Chase finished the show. Well, The Rock is coming back, baby, to WWE SmackDown.
You're going home with The Rock's black boots shoved right up your ass.
Whoa.
If you smell what The Rock is cooking.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson will make his first appearance on the weekly show in 6 years when SmackDown debuts Friday on Fox. So we have that to look forward to.
Mackenzie with the garbage here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. A high school football player became a real-life superhero when he saved his neighbor who was stuck under a car. This story is just insane. We'll share it with you next here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. It's an important day. It's Pork Chop's birthday.
Yes, happy birthday,
Yay,
Chops.
Yeah.
Hey, still to come up, we got Joe's Need to Know News. And after that, Song of the Day. So don't you go anywhere. This is an incredible story, and it's going to pull at your heartstrings. A high school football player ended up saving his neighbor's life.
It's still hard to process that all that just happened.
How 16-year-old Zach Clark rescued his neighbor.
Just crossed like this.
When you did. How did you know to do that?
Just instincts.
While the Clear Fork Colts football player was doing yard work with his mom, Laura, this weekend.
And I'm like, Zach, I said, they're calling for help. Uh-huh. And without even hesitation, he darted, like sprinted right over to the house.
Across the street here in Butler, Ohio, where their 39-year-old neighbor was working under his car.
I guess the jacker broke or slipped. And the car fell on top of him from his waist up.
Thinking to myself, this isn't a good outcome.
The car weighs about 3,000 pounds. The young father who was pinned beneath it didn't want to go on camera, but tells us the bumper was actually crushing his ribs, with part of the car pressing down on his face.
He was, like, moaning.
Only thing I could see was his legs, and he was struggling.
And the next thing I know, Zach just went,
so I just got my forearms up underneath of it and just lifted.
Lifted it enough for us to get him out from underneath of it.
While the man was rushed to the hospital, Zach called his football coach, Dave Carroll.
Why it doesn't surprise me that he did this is he has just a huge heart. A young man that has been through tragedy himself with his father passing last summer. And didn't hesitate at all, went over and did what he had to do.
Zach believes it was because of his dad he found the strength.
I want to be able to save him, let him be with his family.
And now he is recovering from broken ribs and bad bruising, but back at home, thanks to Zach.
The doctors told him if I wasn't there, then he'd be dead.
What an incredible story.
That's insane.
And that kid right there losing his dad the summer before, like, I don't want them to be without their dad.
Yeah.
Did you just think about that? Like, a 3,000, it's just a car, not even a truck, but where does that come out of people? Because you hear these stories, and I love these stories. It's like superhuman strength when it's like there's no way physically you should be able to just lift 3,000 pounds. You can't.
Like, what do they call it, though? I mean, it's not just the adrenaline, but it's like you just get overcome.
I don't even know what it is, but it's just one of those moments where, not even comparing it, but I'm just saying, like, I'm amazed. I remember one of our coworkers, Blaze, he's one of our salespeople here at the radio station. We were coming back when I was test driving some Jeep Wranglers, and we were coming back in this new Jeep that I was in, and some lady got T-boned in an intersection, and her truck, like an S10, got rolled over a few times, and she was stuck on, like, she was locked in the driver's seat, but it was stuck on the passenger, but, like, the car started smoking, and we're like, oh, crap. So we get out, we're trying to help out with other people. There might have been four or five of us So still like four or five guys, grown men, and it's an S10. It's not a big truck.
Right.
It cannot weigh that much. And it was, we rocked it over. Guys, it was so hard to rock over. How did this high school kid lift it up?
But did you get it over?
We did. We did.
Like, what else happened?
No, we got her out. Yeah, she didn't burn up and all that, but it's like, it just amazes me how this story worked out and how this kid was able to save this poor man stuck under his car.
I think he was getting a little help from up above, for sure.
No doubt. He had a spotter for sure. All right. Well, wanted to share that really positive story with you this morning. Ladies, is your man struggling to take out the garbage? I say this story because I know my wife Lindsay is like, take out the garbage. It's a Tuesday. Take out the garbage.
Is that your garbage night?
Ours is garbage night is on Tuesday, yes.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And then recycling is every other week. If your man struggles to take the garbage out to the curb, you need to get this. Whether it's for you or for him. If you get this, your life will be changed. Joe's Need to Know News. Here we go. California became the first state to allow student athletes to make that money. Governor Gavin Newsom signed into law the Fair Pay to Play Act, which says colleges in California cannot punish their athletes for collecting endorsement money. The bill allows student athletes to profit off their name, image, and likeness. It also allows for college athletes to hire a licensed agent to represent them. The NCAA said it would continue its effort to make adjustments to the rules following the signing. Some people are like, well, they don't need anything. They get to play for free. But it's like, that's all they're doing is practicing and playing.
Right. Wow, that's really interesting, because then obviously you would think the rest of the country would follow suit. We shall see.
Yeah, it'll be good. I think it's good. These kids, man, they should get whatever they can get. What's wrong with that? Police in Michigan, this is an interesting story, are investigating why a digital billboard at the side of a busy highway played a porno film for 20 minutes.
20 minutes? This isn't like a minute or two.
No. But first of all, how does that happen? You have to do that. That isn't just accidentally, oh, this is the next one. Saturday night around 11 o'clock, so good thing a lot of kids probably weren't out, drivers reported seeing the video playing on the screen in the city of Auburn Hills, Michigan. Police actually witnessed the video playing and contacted the owner of the billboard to have the video stopped. Here's a witness talking about it.
Very bizarre. I thought maybe it was a billboard for a strip club or something. I was just looking up at it and I was like, huh. Oh, wow, that's porn. Disturbing in the sense that somebody was able to do it. It's 10:30 at night, you know, it's not going to be a lot of kids out there, but still, yeah, that somebody was able to do that was kind of remarkable.
Yeah, like, who did that? Did somebody hack into it?
That is so interesting. Can you imagine somebody, like, running off the road? Wah!
I guess those billboards do work, right?
Wow.
Somebody's paying attention.
Uh-oh.
Now, this is a story, and it's negative, but I think it's good at the end of what the family actually did here.
Okay.
A private school in Virginia said a 12-year-old student who accused three boys of cutting her hair made the whole thing up. The principal said the school is relieved to hear the truth. The girl, who is black, had reported that three white boys cut off her dreadlocks last week after pinning her down and covering her mouth. The girl said they were saying that my hair was ugly and it was nappy. The police were investigating the accusation. The girl and her family met with the administration yesterday, and that's when the girl admitted to fabricating the entire story. The school principal said, "We feel tremendous pain for the victims and the hurt on both sides of this conflict." The girl's family issued a pretty long apology, which I'll put up on Need to Know News, but they're like, we ask that it takes time to forgive us, like the family, for the girl making an accusation, because like those boys obviously didn't do that and they were made to look so bad. But also,
so
it's like,
she,
why
made that whole thing up?
Yeah, and I guess they're gonna get to the bottom of that, of why she did that. But it's like, kids are young and dumb too, but it's like, why would she feel the need to say that? That's what I don't get.
I'm just like, in the social climate, in the hate that goes on,
yeah,
why they're feeding it. Like, and that's awful.
And but props to the parents though for stepping up and saying that, like, that's their kid. You know how embarrassing that would be? And they're like, hey, we love our daughter, but this is a lie. This didn't happen.
I just think that takes away from all the victims that these things actually happen to.
Oh, of course.
It's a slap in their face. Just like the whole Jussie Smollett thing, whatever you want to believe, that is so bizarre. Why would you lie about that kind of thing to get attention? Because that takes away from the victims who actually undergo these things that are so traumatic. Shame on you.
It's like crying wolf. People aren't going to believe you. So, but I'm glad to see that that's, you know, kind of been righted right there. And finally, this is something that I want, and hopefully my wife's listening, because I know she probably wants me to get it too. The self-driving garbage can. This thing can remember to take the trash out to the curb for the smart can. It was invented by Andrew Murray, and it's currently in development at the company he founded, RESI. Using there's an app. The smartphone can follow a pre-programmed schedule and automatically drive itself to the curb drop-off point on garbage pickup days and then automatically return to wherever you put them and park them to rest for the week. It's kind of like those little cleaning things, like the vacuums, like how they have like a starting point and they have a sensor. That's what it'll do. So it'll go like one little curbside thing where you park it, and it'll have like another sensor it's supposed to get to where it knows that's where
this
the garbage is supposed to be lined up.
How much do you think this will run?
I don't know, but take my money. I need this immediately. It does not say, what you know it means is expensive. That's when you do not want someone to steal your garbage can.
That's because it's new, like the prototype, you know, they're just developing it. But I am into this. I'm huge now because I used to not take out the trash. That wasn't one of my things. But now that I'm a single lady, I do it. And I do it every single day because I can't stand trash.
I haven't heard what you do if you're on the second or third floor of an apartment or a house. Yeah.
I'm on the third floor. I'm on the very top. And so
you just have to throw it out your window then.
No, I make the trip. That's your only option. I have buns of steel.
There you go.
I go up and down my stairs at least 6,000 times a day.
Yeah, that's it. Buns of steel. All right. Now I feel awkward. That's Joe's Need to Know News. Coming up next, well, we only need one word for Song of the Day today because the songs all have a one-word title. Who has the best one? We'll find out coming up next.
I don't know if I could get on board with that.
Super creepy and fun.
Song of the day.
The White Claws are flowing. It's Pork Chop's birthday. It's a good day.
Get that, White Claw. Ain't no laws when you drink in the claws, Pork Chop. All right, song of the day. There are some rules. Well, not really, but it's really simple. We're going to give you some songs for a category. You decide which song is the best one, and then whoever gets the most votes at 52140, you text that number to song, S-O-N-G. We add it up, and then that song gets played on the radio.
On the radio.
All right, let's go to the birthday boy himself. The category today are songs that have one-word titles. Pork Chop, what are you bringing today?
So the song I chose, it doesn't really matter what song I chose because every vote for me is a happy birthday wish from you. So just text 52140 song and vote for C, Pork Chop, to wish me a happy birthday.
That is not cool.
That is cheating, dude.
We were going to do birthday shoutouts later.
Oh, okay. Well, the song I picked is going to win anyway. It's Numb by Linkin Park. I know I could have picked the encore version, but I mean, we hear that all the time on Top 40 Radio, so I picked something a little different, the original version.
Interesting.
Very interesting.
Oh, crap.
What?
Never mind. Doesn't matter.
What?
What?
I accidentally voted for Porch.
Oh, thank you.
And what number did you text, Joe?
52140, but we don't give that out to the end. Wait to the end, you cheater. All right, for myself, Joe, which I'm going to need Pork Chop to vote for me to even it out. My song is by one of the greatest singers of all time. So what? She's a diva. So what? She's crazy. That doesn't mean we can't like her and play her song because, ladies and gentlemen, my song today with a one-word title is Mariah Carey's Fantasy.
Of course, the song stops right when I open it.
Pork Chop on White Claw number 2 this morning.
It's not quite 7 a.m.
It's the claw of the day.
It's 1 hour, and then me and Mackenzie got to go take our driver's license test.
Oh, this will be great.
I'm not actually driving. It's just a written computer test.
Yeah, this is going to be real interesting.
All right, Mackenzie.
My song's not going to win because now everyone's going to vote for Pork Chop. I mean, it is his birthday.
That doesn't mean you should win. This isn't participation.
My song is the best.
Okay, well, I chose...
Then why are you begging?
The beautiful Taylor Swift because I love this song. It's called Delicate. Because I like it. Sexy. You're the best. My reputation's never been worse. So you must like me for me.
Okay.
You can buy me a drink.
Yeah, that sounds like Pork Chop.
Mine's the best.
All right, now if you want to vote for the songs, all you got to do is text the word song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. Reminder of all the songs that are available for you to vote on. You only get one vote for the song that has a one-word title. Numb by Linkin Park. That was Porkchop's choice that he begged for because, well, it's his birthday. And I'm sorry that you're feeling numb on your birthday. That's not good.
Oh, no.
Myself, Joe, I went with a song that I know my wife loves, and you probably do too. It's Fantasy by Mariah Carey. And Mackenzie went with Tay-Tay, Taylor Swift, and she went with Delicate. The voting is now open. You grab your phone and you text the word song, S-O-N-G, to 52140, and you vote based on what song you think's the best, not on whose birthday it is. That's 52140, the word song. Song of the day. Votes are now closed and they will be tallied up. Let me remind you what the category was today and the songs that you could have voted on. The category, song titles with one word. Good concept. I like that. And the songs that we had, well, let's start out with Porkchop today. He had Linkin Park, Numb. I've become so numb, I can't feel you there. Myself, Joe, I went with a little Mariah Carey, Fantasy. And Mackenzie.
Tay Tay.
Went with Delicate. Cause I like you, listen for the best.
My reputation's never been worse, so. You must like me for me. That's a good song. I know it's not gonna win. But Rosie, she's very excited that it's her boyfriend, Porkchop's birthday. Have a hot date later.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Don't get any White Claw on her.
She sounds excited.
She is.
The votes are in. The winner has 50% of the vote.
Whoa.
In last place, with 15% of the vote.
Oh, no.
Mackenzie.
Dang it. Tay-Tay. No love for her today.
In second place, with 35% of the vote, Joe Pesh.
Oh, no! We suck again!
But the thing that blows my mind is that the other 50% of the people didn't vote for me on my birthday.
You know what blows my mind is that you pulled out that tactic of a pity vote for your birthday, and that it actually worked, that we are now going to...
Yeah, this is a great song,
Joe. We are going to shame Song of the Day.
I wouldn't necessarily say it worked. 50% of the people didn't vote for me, and 50% did.
So, I'm excited because I feel like in January I have a guaranteed win for my birthday.
Well, and I feel like in December a win's coming my way.
So yes, I am the winner. It's Linkin Park, Numb, the original version. So enjoy it. I'm a little numb off these White Claws.
Yes.
I don't know who to blame, but I gotta be honest. I'm a little upset. I'm a little embarrassed with what the most popular Halloween candy is for our cities. And by cities, I mean Indianapolis, Indiana, if you're listening on Radio Now 100.9. And I mean Houston, Texas, so that's Radio Now 92.1.
One of these in particular, blowing my mind. My reaction was the mind-blown emoji when I put my eyes on this.
Now, you can call in, because maybe you can right the wrong. 833-563-2539. We got producer Porkchop standing by on the phones. The most popular Halloween candy in every state, here's how it breaks down. For the state of Indiana, the entire state of Indiana, it's M&M's. Okay, I can handle that for the most popular Halloween candy. It's not the best, but it's not the worst thing ever.
It's classic.
And the same thing for the entire state of Texas is also M&M's, Mackenzie.
Interesting.
Now, here's where my butt gets burned and I'm not too happy, and I want to hear from you at 833-563-2539. For the city of Indianapolis, Indiana, Lifesavers was the number one Halloween candy. Lifesavers?
That is garbage.
Okay,
of all the options, Lifesavers?
Let me tell you, though, if you are listening in Houston, Texas, you should be really upset.
Because, really upset.
Because the number one Halloween candy, and this is according to like searches for people in that area, Milk Duds. Who in their right mind would want to ever, unless they're being tortured, eat a milk dud?
Milk duds are amongst the lamest of all candies, terrible for your teeth. Who likes milk? Like, whose go-to would be milk duds? We want to hear from you if that's you.
Yeah, I don't get it. Now, so I'm looking at the entire map here, the U.S., and some of the southern states, and it looks like North and South Carolina, the entire state went with milk duds, but it's like, what is wrong with you?
Like, where I met Producer Porkchop out in Portland, Oregon, knows what's up. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Yes, I get behind that 100%. I also see Kit Kats, other awesome things on the board, but milk duds? Really?
North Dakota, listen to this. This is how bad I feel for them. They went with hot tamales.
Oh, I like that over milk duds.
Wait a minute. Really? Hot yes. tamales are disgusting.
Over milk duds, yes.
They're both terrible, Mackenzie. I like California on this one. They're not too crazy. They went with Kit Kats and Alaska. Apparently not much going on over there. They grabbed themselves a Snickers.
Okay.
But interesting. Ohio went with a Mars bar. But I think a majority of the country actually went with Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Yes, which, as they should.
In my opinion, that is hands down the number one candy. When you want something for Halloween, you want to get a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. And,
yes.
And there's nothing else.
King size.
Pork Chop, you being from New Jersey, what do you want? Like, what's your Halloween candy?
Well, you threw out the Jersey card, so I'm going to have to pick what anyone in New Jersey would say, and that's saltwater taffy.
Oh, but, I mean, also terrible for your teeth, but delicious.
But I probably have to go with Kit Kats.
Yes, okay. Kit Kats are so
good. That's respectable. Emily, hey, where are you calling us from today?
Hey, Indianapolis, Indiana.
Okay, so first of all, how are you reacting to this terrible news that Lifesavers are your candy?
Okay, so I'm a little disappointed in you, Joe, because I really feel like you're sleeping on gummy Lifesavers.
Yes,
like,
I was going to say.
Not regular Lifesavers, but like gummy Lifesavers are fire.
I'm with you, girl. Like, if it was gummy Lifesavers, that's a whole different ball game.
Really?
Oh, yeah, for sure. And I'm allergic to peanut butter anyway, so Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are not my thing.
Okay, they're
but all. My favorite Halloween candy is definitely candy corn. I love candy corn.
Oh, Emily.
Oh, candy corn. You either love it or you hate
oh,
it.
Oh, God, it's disgusting.
Seriously, the pumpkins are my favorite.
The pumpkins?
It's like eating a crayon. Why would you ever do that?
No.
Oh, Emily, I really want to connect with you, but I feel like it's impossible. We're going to have to agree to disagree.
I mean, we'll agree to disagree.
I could try the gummy Lifesavers.
Do you know that candy pumpkins were produced in the mid-20th century using, so they basically have it's
what,
just
during
like
the
corn
Great Depression?
Syrup. Yeah, corn syrup, food coloring, honey, and sugar.
All right, well, the economy is a little bit better. Can we get out of the Great Depression mindset?
I think they're really cutesy and fun, though, look at.
Is my grandma going to call in like, Joey, I'd like to throw into the ring Werther's Originals?
If you had to have candy corn or milk duds and you had to eat like 5 pounds, which would you pick?
Oh, my gosh.
Pick. Would you rather?
Candy
corn or milk duds?
Milk duds?
Really?
Yes, I hate candy corn that much, and I've had people say, like, no, Joe, you just have to have it with some peanuts. If you have to add something to something else for it to taste better, that means it doesn't taste good, guys. You know what I mean?
True.
Like it doesn't work. It's not going to be there. 833-563-2539. Pork Chop's getting a few more people on, and I want to talk to them because I just...
That is so interesting.
I don't get it.
They came from out of Philadelphia. The candy corn originated out of Philly.
I just and there's people that swear by it, and some people that like it warmed up a little bit, like in the microwave.
Yeah, I realize people are allergic to peanut butter. I get it, but I think there's nothing better than you're right, like seasonable, like the season Reese's peanut butter trees.
Well, they put
pumpkins,
more. They put
eggs.
More peanut butter in it.
They're so delicious. What about Peeps?
Oh, God, no. That's not. Thank God that's not on there.
I hate Peeps, too.
And I love sugar, but Peeps, hail to the no. You can let us know. Send us a tweet. Radio Now AM Show.
Oh, I love trash.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Get this. John Cena admits he has never, ever taken a vacation in his life.
I haven't taken a vacation ever.
Like a week.
No, not even a chance. There was a few times that I could take 2 days away from my work and I would still be kind of jonesing to go back to work.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I love what I do, and it's a weird opportunity where it shouldn't necessarily happen. I don't know how to tell you this, but I play fight with people for a living. So that shouldn't be a job. Uh-huh. So I really enjoy it and I love what I do. And I just know that it's going to end at some point. So I kind of want to enjoy it all.
That is awesome. He doesn't need to take a vacation.
I'm sorry. I used to be that way too. But if you got vacation days, use them.
I'm all about vacation.
Yeah, use them.
Because you need to recharge and reset. I'll tell you what, you'll be a brand new person when you come back. But hey, good for him. So he has this FitOps Foundation. It's sponsored through Performix. And it's going to match all donations until Veterans Day up to $1 million
Whoa.
To help veterans returning from combat and keep them from committing suicide. So John Cena doing a lot of good. Go boy, we love that. Well, Fiona Apple saying she is not looking to make money from Lil Nas X.
So I don't think that Lil Nas X knew that it was my song or who I am. Why would he? And I don't really think I'm going to get money. I just was being cute and playful and it didn't come off like that, I guess. Yeah, so anyway, social media. Whew.
Fiona Apple. Were you a fan of hers back in the day?
What did she... She sang one song, but I can't
Criminal.
Think of what...
Criminal? Oh, yeah. Yeah, she was like part of the 90s grunge movement, basically. Okay, so here's the deal. She was saying that... She was trying to clarify on social media because she kind of came out at Lil Nas X saying, hey, you sampled my song every single night. Give me that money on his track, on one of his tracks. And now she's saying she was being cute and playful. I don't know if she really was, though. She probably does want some of the
Yeah, who wouldn't want their money from their track? I wouldn't be kidding about
but
that.
But people are probably all over her. So she's like, forget it. Didn't mean to mess. So he's okay. And of course, we talked about yesterday, Lil Nas X saying he's going to take a little break from music. Talking about vacation, he needs a little time for himself. So that is perfectly fine. Eddie Murphy is done having downtime, though. He says he is excited to get back to comedy.
I was like, you know, I could stay on this couch forever and not ever make another movie and I'd be fine with that. But I didn't want to leave it on a dramatic. The last thing I did was a dramatic film, Mr. Church. And it was like, well, people know me for being funny. So if I'm going to sit on the couch forever, let me leave on a funny note.
So he is going to get back, of course, Coming to America, the sequel. He's making that. It would be nice, though, not to have to do anything. You just get to do it because you want to.
Yeah, I would like that option.
Exactly. And get ready for this. We have a preview for you. Okay, this is from Frozen 2. This is going to be one of the biggest songs, similar to Let It Go from the first one. It is called Into the Unknown. It is Elsa
Every
Idina Menzel.
Every day it's a little harder as I feel my power grow. Don't you know there's part of me that loves to go into the unknown, into the unknown, into the unknown.
Yes! Like the new Frozen anthem, the new Let It Go, Into the Unknown. So get ready for that. They're going to release the soundtrack for Disney's Frozen 2 November 17th. The movie comes out November 22nd.
Okay, so parents, get ready to learn that song.
Into the Unknown!
Unknown!
I'm into it.
Mackenzie with the garbage here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. So you really want to bring this up because I would like to talk about it, but every time I do, it gets blown up in my face.
Ooh, what?
Well, you were talking about, like, you know, what are the rules for kind of liking certain photos online?
Yes. Okay, so one of my best friends is totally in a fight with her dude because he is liking a bunch of other girls' pictures. And she's like, at first I was like, whatever, I'm not going to be petty. I'm going to let it go. But she's like, this is freaking embarrassing. She's like, he's my boyfriend and he's liking other pictures of girls in swimsuits and all. And I agree with her. I was like, it's not that he can't. I just think it's a bad look on your girl. Like, why are you doing that?
All right, here we go. I'm going to open the can of worms and go down this
rabbit
hole.
A lot of people feel strongly about this.
How do you feel about liking the opposite sex photos? Especially like if you're in a relationship. That's what really matters. Because if you're single, you can like whatever you want, right? 833-563-2539. We'll talk to you next here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Good morning. It's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe McKenzie, Live the Web Girl on vacation. We've got producer Pork Chop and intern Chloe and you. Oh, yes. This will be interesting. Mackenzie, what's the situation your friend's going through with something online?
So interesting. So she calls me yesterday, and I was like, we're just catching up. And so she's in a fight with her dude because, you know, She's annoyed that he likes other girls' pictures on Instagram. And I was like, you really can't. It is annoying, but I told her, I'm like, you can't really say anything because you don't want to be petty. You don't want to, you know, be insecure, like whatever. But I do understand what she's saying. She's like, I don't care if he's liking pictures, like, you know, out and about pictures with other people, pictures of people's, you know, pretty girls with their kids or something like that. But she's like specifically like swimsuit pics, attractive kind of like sexy pictures. She's just like, I've had it. She's like, it's bothered me and I wasn't going to bring it up. And she brought it up and it became a huge fight. It's like, those are my friends and I like all my friends' pictures. But she's like, that's bull crap because it's embarrassing. She's like, if you're going to be my boyfriend, I don't want you liking other chicks' pictures, like thirsty chicks in their bikinis, and that's it. And they're like not speaking. And you know what? When I really thought about it, I get it. At first I was like, let it lie. I'm not saying boys will be boys, but I was like, whatever, it is annoying, but just like, that's lame of him to do. And now when she says, though, she's embarrassed by it, I get it. If you're going to be her man, why are you liking other pictures? I don't care if they're your friend girls. That's cheap.
See, I don't get that. Like,
it's cheap.
I don't know. Like, my wife's never said anything to me, and I don't go around, like, liking a bunch of different girls' photos. But that's the one thing that I struggle with, though, too. It's like, for example, you're my friend, Mackenzie, and you post, like, nice photos in dresses and just in relaxing wear. You occasionally put something in a bikini.
At a pool, not just like a random spread.
Of course, but am I 833-563-2539, as a man that's in a relationship, actually the final commitment, I'm married, does that mean that I cannot like your photo? Like, what would you think if it's like, oh my gosh, Joe liked my swimsuit photo? Like, would you be like, whoa, that's creepy, Joe? Or are you like, oh, it's okay?
No, I would think, you're like a brother, so I would think that was weird, yeah.
See, it's like, I don't know. I'm like the old man Joe here, and I'm not that old. But I guess my viewpoint of it, if my wife Lindsay said, hey, please don't like other girls' like photos like that makes me uncomfortable, I totally would be like, okay, I respect my significant other.
See, I love that. But it's different when you're dating because it's hard, you know?
But is it, though? Like, I don't see why, if you're with that person, who cares what else they like if they're still with you? I mean, if they're lusting over the image, for sure, that's on them, though. 833-563-2539. Like, I ran into this dilemma a lot recently. Not as many guys that I follow on Instagram, but the girls I follow, it's like thirsty girl season.
Yeah,
like,
you were telling me all these girls are trying to be in this like Maxim competition.
I've seen girls where like somehow like they're like wet t-shirts. You can see like nipple, but it's okay.
And these are swimsuits, it's allowed on there, not somehow. Like at the pool in a setting. They're like in their bathroom and you could see like the toilet, which I think is so
and
trashy.
They're posing with like guns.
Like,
and
you
all
showed
kinds
me,
of
you showed me somewhat of on the, you're like, I feel, because we were talking about this, and so Joe shows me his Insta feed, and there's it's like one of your friends, or I don't know how you know this girl.
I haven't liked her photo in 3 weeks.
Because she's trying to do this Maxim thing and just all these pictures of her and like see-through shirts in her bathroom and on her couch and stuff.
And I have no problem with it, but I know I'm going to get crap from somebody that's, because you can see what other people like.
Right. You absolutely can. But I at first was like, you just got to let it lie. But then I also was like, I get it. I do think that's embarrassing for your significant other.
What are the rules for liking like the opposite sexes? I guess you could say sexy pics. 833-563-2539.
For me, this is very difficult because, well, first of all, my ex absolutely hated when I liked other people's photos on Instagram. And the reason I say it's a little more difficult for me is because I am bi. I like girls and guys. So if I like a girl's photo, if I like a guy's photo, my ex would always dig way too deep into it. I'm like, it's not that big of a deal. So it kind of got to the point where I just did not like other people's photos anymore. And I feel like Instagram and their algorithm, they put you higher, like in the algorithm, if you're more active on Instagram. So if I'm liking other people's photos and following other people's photos, I feel like my profile will be higher. So lately, in the last like 2 months, I've really upped my Instagram game, and I've gotten so many more followers. So at Producer Porkchop, if you want to follow me, I posted a shirtless pic yesterday.
But I get when people are like, I'll do what I want, and like obviously you should be able to free to do what you want. But I think there is a difference between liking someone's photo of like them and their dog, or like them just at, you know, be like in a nice picture, opposed to like a sexy thirsty pic.
Like, ladies, have you gotten mad at your man for liking a photo? Or guys, I want to hear about it. Or like, guys, did you get in the doghouse for liking a photo? Like, what did you like that she's like, that's it, Johnny. We are in trouble here.
833-563.
Why do you have to make that voice?
I don't know. I just assume that's what it sounds like.
I mean, you don't. Here's the thing, ladies. You don't want to sound like a nag. You want to be cool. You want to be like whatever. But I also understand you don't want to be embarrassed by your boyfriend liking all these chicks' like swimsuit pictures. That's embarrassing. Then he shouldn't represent you.
Samantha, what's going on? What do you think?
Morning. I don't know. Maybe I'm in the minority as a woman, but I agree with Joe. I think it's just insecurity. I'm married, and I've been out of the dating game for a while, so maybe it's different dating than married, but, you know, I honestly don't care. I'm not threatened in the least if my husband likes a photo, even a thirsty photo of a girl on Instagram in a bikini.
What's your dude's name? What's your man?
I'm sorry?
What's your guy's name? Or you don't
His
have
name
to...
is Yeah, I don't know.
If you don't have to say, okay, say it's Bob. But, I mean, would it be embarrassing? And these aren't just, like, models. I'm talking about people you know. Like, oh, there's Bob, like, in Kim's and Karen's and Lauren's and all these girls' photos. And they came to you like, geez, like, Bob.
Wait, what's next? Do you want Bob to unfollow Kim and Karen and all these
no.
other women? Then?
I'm just saying
Bob
that he's representative.
Bob doesn't need to unfollow all of our friends. He can, like, I don't think it's weird at all. And maybe, again, my husband is, like, one of those overly friendly people. He gets along with everybody. He's not, like, the... I don't know, a stranger type of person. And I think it'd be honestly weirder if he wasn't like that on social media as well. I don't know. I think it's just, I don't know. It doesn't bother me at all.
No, Samantha, thank you for calling in because I feel like we're the silent amount of people that
I disagree though, because at first I was like, I get that it's insecure, but then I'm like, I think it is embarrassing if your dude is that dude liking all these bikini pics of other girls. I mean, then he should just be on his own. Like, why be with somebody if you're like that guy?
All right, hey, I'm gonna put this up on Facebook. You can let us know what you think. Radio Now 100.9 if you're in Indy, or if you're in Houston, it's Radio Now Houston. Coming up next, speaking of relationships, I swear to you guys, I am faithful to my wife. But something has happened, like, in my car, she noticed something, and my wife legit's like, do you have a girlfriend? This is the silliest thing. I want to know if other women have had this happen, too. Oh, I'm so excited. Dare Dice is coming up next here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning
Why
Show.
Why are you excited? Because there's only, Liv's on vacation, there's three of us. And
I know.
Intern Chloe wants to play. That would be really mean of us.
Oh, yeah. Suddenly intern Chloe quit. No, because sure, the odds are increased that it could be me, but it's been me for 2 weeks in a row, so the odds are it won't be me again. I don't know. I feel like it'd be so funny if it lands on Porkchop on his birthday.
That would
not
be cruel.
Cool.
Like, I don't like to see Porkchop down and out, but I do love it sometimes.
You don't like it, you love it.
Yeah. I mean, like, I want you to be happy, but I also, it's just fun. It's like, wah, wah, wah.
I'm busy.
Yeah, of course. Okay. Hey, this is a serious situation. I kind of pulling back the curtain. I don't even know if my wife wants me to talk about this a lot, but I've been with my wife, Lindsay, for 7 years, and I really do love her. I know on the radio I sound like a big bumbling idiot, and I kind of am, but I do love my wife, and I'm faithful to my wife. But my wife legit sometimes says, do you have a girlfriend? Are you cheating on me?
Which is crazy because Lindsay's so beautiful, and I just feel like you are so, you know, lucky to have her. I just feel like you would not mess that up.
Please tell me how ugly I am. Continue.
No. I'm just saying she's an awesome girl.
Oh, for sure, and I love her. I really, really love her. But she got into my car twice this week, and she's like, what's this?
Oh no, what did she find?
There was nothing in my car. There was not underwear, there was not lipstick, there was not a fake eyelash or a pair of shoes.
An extension.
Yeah, what else could be evidence for a woman being in the car?
Perfume.
Nope, that wasn't in there.
Makeup.
No makeup.
Something like that.
Condom wrapper.
Ew.
Porkchop.
Well, that would be extreme. Then she would know something was up.
I meant to say special glove.
Why do we know about your birthday wish? Okay. No, none of those were in our car. But my wife, Lindsay, legit thought that I was cheating on her, that I had a girlfriend, because I think my wife's like 5'6 or so, 5'7. I should know this better. She's not really, really tall. But the headrest in the passenger seat has been up all the way.
as if it's like a taller person.
Why is it like that?
Oh, Chase used, my ex used to do this to me when like the seat was adjusted. I'd be like, I was Uber driving. He was like, who was in the front seat?
Why is the seat lean back? Who are you hooking up with?
I'm like, are you kidding me?
He was so intense on you, Chop. I don't even know how you lasted that long.
Yeah, me neither.
He's a nice sometimes person, but.
So what happened, Joe?
So back to Joe.
So last night, my wife had a long day at work. She's like, I need a drink. It's something to eat. I'm not cooking. I'm like, that's cool. Whatever. So we get in the car and she's like, what the hell?
Uh-oh.
I'm like, what?
Busted.
She's like, who's in the car? I'm like, nobody. She's like, somebody was in this car. The headrest has been adjusted. Okay. This is the God's honest truth.
This is really weird, too, because, Joe, you get a kick out of messing with your wife.
But I don't.
You get a kick. You're, like, smiley and giddy.
Because this is so stupid. This is so silly that my wife really, like, I wonder how women, have you caught your man cheating this way? Because maybe this is a real thing to worry about. Why is the headrest adjusted in the passenger seat? My wife hates it because she has to bring it down because it's too tall. Because when I'm driving, I have my left hand on the steering wheel, and I like to just put my right arm kind of in between the top of the seat and then the headrest where that metal part is, that where it goes up and down. I just put my hand in there and it's comfortable and I sit like that.
Likely story.
Sure.
Well, Joe, you don't believe me?
That's what's her name?
The armrest is for.
No, I don't like the armrest. I like my arm up high.
You should videotape yourself doing it.
563-2539. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? Like where you put your arm up there? Hold on. Intern Chloe, you're nodding your head. Does that make sense at all?
Yeah.
Talk a little bit louder.
Yeah, it does. My boyfriend does that when he's driving. He'll rest his hand in between the chair and like the headrest. He does it all the time. So I get what you're saying.
Intern Chloe, coming to your defense.
See? Intern Chloe
would have called
me out.
You should record yourself, though, so Linz could actually see what you're doing.
But why do I have to do that? I'm not cheating, and there's no other woman in my car. Ladies, if you've been in my car, 833-563-2539.
I think you need to get a camera.
Why do I have to prove I haven't done anything?
What did you say? Okay, so she really looks you dead, like dead in the eyes.
Dead,
like, have
serious.
You been cheating on me? Who's been in this car?
She's and like, do you have a girlfriend? I'm like, no, why? And she's like, because you keep on having this adjusted. And I'm like, no, there's nobody in my car. Listen, I know guys cheat, and I'm not saying I'm perfect, but this is outrageous.
Yeah, I mean, like, really, who's gonna... No, I'm kidding.
Gentlemen, it is time for Dare Dice here on Joe in the Radio Now Morning Show.
And this is sad because there's a 1 in 3 shot that I will have to do the Box of Shame. Lives on vacay, so that means just the three of us are going to roll the Dare Dice.
Okay, now the way this works is the lowest number is the biggest loser. So you roll a 1, you're pretty much done. A 6 is a good number to have. How long has it been since you guys have faced the Box of Shame? Because for me, it's been 2 weeks in a row.
Well, mine was the best because we did the breakup breakfast, and I had to break up with producer Porkchop in public, and it was super dramatic, and I threw my water on him and stormed out of a public place.
Have I done anything since you've been here, Mackenzie? Did you see me do the
you
cinnamon
did baby
challenge?
Bird,
oh, baby bird.
Which was awful.
That
which you guys
been.
Didn't really do the whole thing because you threw
you,
up.
You chickened out, yeah.
Well, he threw up. He actually threw up. Yeah.
I ate her food.
If you were a baby bird in the wild, you'd be dead.
What do you mean?
I'm just saying, a real baby bird would be like, thank you.
I just think it was funny because they were all about it. One particular Liv was like, yeah, baby bird. And then they're like, forget it. We're not doing it.
But I did it.
Whatever. Mackenzie,
we're moving forward.
Well, yeah, that's in the past if they didn't do it.
That's in the past.
All right, that being said, we are live on Instagram. Intern
yes.
Chloe womaning the camera. Who wants to roll first?
I will. I'm going to roll first. Okay, so you want to go. So our intern is new, the beautiful Chloe from England. You want to get a 6. You don't want to get a 1.
Get a nice tight shot of this when it lands on there. I want to see that
6,
number.
6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6.
Oh, wow, okay. That's
6,
a devil's
6,
number.
I want a 6, only in this case.
1! Oh! Yes!
Yes!
1!
Yes!
Yes! How you like them apples?
Mackenzie.
How you like them apples?
I'm taking one for the team since it's Porkchop's birthday. I just feel like he shouldn't.
Oh,
he shouldn't
sweet karma.
Joe, why don't you roll this?
Excuse me while I go over here.
Please get a 1 and then we can do a roll off. Roll
There's
off.
No
roll off.
Way. There's no
one,
way
one, one.
I'm going to roll a 1.
1.
Give me a 4.
1.
A 2. two. I'm safe.
You barely
I'm
beat
safe.
Me.
I'm safe.
Dang
I'm
it.
Safe. I'm safe. I'm safe. You rolled a one. You're
okay,
done.
Pork chop. Now, this is my only shot not to face it. If pork chop rolls a one, and then we have a roll off.
I think it's safe to say I'm safe, right? I mean,
come on,
not
birthday boy.
Unless you do a one.
Hop over here. Oh, yeah, roll
Joe,
a one.
Joe, you only got a two.
Mackenzie, it's not about the amount of numbers. It's about who didn't have a one.
All right, here
all right,
we
chops.
Go.
Birthday boy chops.
Give him a one. A two. Which what? Means Mackenzie will face the box of shame.
I somehow knew this was going to happen.
I can't believe we got two twos and a one.
I mean, low rolls.
Do you know how good it feels not to be a one?
Well, last week was the best because I got to smash a cake in your face.
Oh,
and I
that
loved
was,
it.
That Ooh, was the
I'm,
best.
I'm going to come up with so many good ideas now to get you back. Like, I'm going to put in the box of shame.
Oh, great.
Oh, boy.
So tomorrow I will face my, I'll draw my punishment and do it.
Yeah, this is great.
It's
all right.
It's going to be terrible.
This concludes the Box of Shame here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Boo.
Parents, if you got a kid and they're in school, I wonder how you feel about this. A school says, hey, your kid, they're not allowed to date anymore. At what age should you start dating? 833-563-2539-10. Mackenzie, how old's your kid?
Lucy is 9. She's in 4th grade.
She dating anybody yet? Got a boyfriend?
She does like a little boy, and he likes her. I don't know. I wouldn't say they're dating.
Are you okay if they were boyfriend, girlfriend?
I think it's adorable.
Okay. Well, a school has reversed their zero dating policy after parents expressed their concerns. This happened in Indiana. Riverside Elementary School in Jefferson, Indiana, sent a letter home that said, at this age, children are dating and breaking up within days of each other. This leads to many broken hearts, which carries over into the classroom. Their letter also stated that students have until Wednesday to make sure that the relationships have ended, and it asked parents to please sign the letter and return it with their child to school. Well, a parent named Brianna Bauer did not like what she saw in this letter, and she posted it on her Facebook. She said, the school has no right to pressure my child and put a deadline on when he has to end his relationship. That's my child, and I will not enforce this new rule of theirs. As long as he's not holding her hand or whatever at school, it's none of their business who he calls his girlfriend. She said her 10-year-old son has had a girlfriend, and he's also best friends with her, and they spent time together after school. No, they're not romantic together. They're too young. However, they do talk every single day. So, I kind of agree. I don't want a school, like, you know, telling... I mean, they have certain rules. I understand that, but... At that age, though, it does bring up an interesting question, though. When do you feel comfortable, or at what age should kids start dating and getting all consumed with that? Do you want them to grow up that fast?
I started dating, well, I had, like, boyfriends, and I want to say at 3rd grade, but we were, like, say we're going out, but we never spoke or, like, talked or did anything. You know, it's just like, that's my boyfriend, that's my girlfriend, but we didn't even speak to each other. But I started dating, when I was 13.
And,
was
and your dad was okay with that?
Well... Yeah, no, I don't know. I had to be home by like 10 p.m.
Oh my, but how, what did like who at 13 you can't drive? That's what I'm saying. So, up until 16, when you're 16, you can probably like haul yourself around. I guess there's Uber
so
nowadays.
So, he was an older boy. Yeah, so he could, yeah, my ex. So, he would, my, yes. So,
wait,
he
wait.
Would come, he lived on the street.
But you, did your ex have a car?
Yeah, so he was. Yeah, well, I guess I was 14 and he was 16.
Wow, breaking the law.
But we were
law,
only allowed to law. Go to like, you know, just quick and then come back. I still had to be home by like 10. This actually happened to one of my friends, her daughter. And it's just hard because the age difference. I think she's like 13 mm-hmm. and there's a boy that likes her, but he's like 16, 17.
That, no, you can't.
And you can't at that age.
That
it's
is,
just too hard.
That is gross to have that big of an age
but
gap.
Then you think of it like it, when you're older, who cares? Like 24, 28 or whatever.
But you're, I guess you're totally different though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that's a weird
oh,
time.
Like a 7th grader versus someone in high school.
Yeah, you just totally like sprout and you're a whole different thing.
Exactly.
833-563-2539. I think that you shouldn't even be dating until like at least like high school.
Yeah.
Like what are you doing in middle school? Like your parents have to take you everywhere. They got to go places.
You're going to the mall. You're going to, or whatever, going to movies, hanging out in groups.
My high school had a rule called social. And what that stood for was like social restriction. And it meant if like you were too close to like a girl, you'd get put on social and you couldn't be within like a 50-foot radius of that person for a couple weeks.
Didn't you go to like an academy though or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, it was like a boarding school.
Yeah.
It was like super
different.
Like private
Pork Chop still thinks that it's happening
and,
right now. He's avoiding
no,
all women.
I never said, ha.
It's interesting, though, like an institution. Like, do we have love contracts here at work? Like, are you not allowed to date coworkers? Or, like, because a lot of places of business have that. Like, you can't date your boss, or it's, I mean, obviously it's like frowned upon.
I haven't seen that here at work, so I don't think that's the case. Why? Is there somebody you're interested in?
No, I'm just saying, I was saying like an institution, like a school determining who you can have a relationship with. It's interesting because some places of work, you have to sign a love contract.
But I find it interesting. Is it one outraged parent, or do other parents listening at 833-563-2539 feel the same way as she did? She's like, my kid's in fifth grade and he can date if he wants to. Because, I mean, here's the thing, though. When kids are so young, though, they do get hurt. And yeah, they do break up for the dumbest reasons. And it's like, Jimmy goes tells Susie, hey, he's not going to date you anymore. And then they're crushed.
My big thing is when kids get cell phones and when they're like newly, you know, I don't know, it's seventh, eighth grade. I just want to have talks with all, especially the young girls. Do not send pictures. Do not sex. Don't do any of those things because that will haunt you when you get older. He's not, oh, I won't show anyone. No, he's showing all of his friends. Do not do that.
All right. Good morning. Hey, it's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Who's this? Hey, good morning. You got to turn your radio down. Who's this? Ah, dang, just lost you. Good morning. Who's this?
Hi, this is Alexis.
Hey, what do you think?
Well, I'm not a parent, but I did date my middle school sweetheart, and we've been together for 10 years, married for 1 year.
Wow. Aww. So if they would have said no to that, you guys would have never been.
Well, they did say no, but it was a hard, hard time, but we managed to get through it.
Wow. Okay, who was saying no? Is it the school or your parents? Who was trying to stop it?
Both of my parents.
Okay.
But they couldn't stop your love.
You can't deny love, Mom.
No, they could not.
You can't stop it. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning at 833-563-2539. Let's go to Tasha this morning. What's up, Tasha?
Hey, good morning, everyone.
Good morning. What do you think?
I think elementary should not be dating. It's too young. Everything about elementary and middle school should be focused on education, and for a parent to be upset about that, that's just crazy. What can you do in elementary? What can you do without your parent? Where can you go without your parent?
Nowhere. So that's my point. Like, what
exactly.
So
for them to force a relationship on a child they know nothing about, that's just crazy to me.
Yeah. I mean, what are you going to do? You're going to FaceTime them with your parents' phone?
I think what it is they pair off. Like, so-and-so, you know, because even my little one, and she is in fourth grade, they are like, oh, you know, so-and-so, that's her. So-and-so likes her, and he likes her, and they all, like, have their little, quote-unquote, boyfriend, girlfriend, but they don't actually date or do anything.
Hey, good morning, Lauren. What's going on? And you have something about your parents. They started dating?
Yeah, I was going to say, my parents started dating when they were 14 years old, and they've been together for almost 40 years now.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Now, yeah. Okay, but I mean, is that
but
a back in the day thing,
time,
though?
I tell my 6-year-old that she can't date till she's 30. So.
Oh. Well, then that sounds reasonable to
it's
me,
a
Lauren.
Double standard. So.
It's very interesting because that was my story. So I met my ex. We were really, really young, and we, you know, just grew apart. But the thing is, I recommend people don't maybe, and it's a big thing in the Midwest, I will say, because I've lived different places. And so maybe, I don't know, a lot of people tend to get married like 22 or like super, super young. And I would say take your time. Wait.
Yeah, I grew up in Michigan. That's where I'm from originally, kind of a Midwest thing, like you're saying. My wife, I moved out to where she lived in West Michigan. When I was 21. Everybody was taken. I'm like, oh, too late. I guess I'm going to be single.
Too late.
Let's go to, let's see here. We have to? Okay. Hey, we actually are going to move on. We got to get to this morning here and get to the Joker giveaway. We got Joker movie passes. So, you want to go see the new movie coming out on Friday?
With Joaquin Phoenix? This is so hot right now.
We got a little movie clip game. So, we're going to test your movie clip knowledge. You're going to hear the clip and hopefully you know what you're doing. Grabs, we got two Fandango passes to go see The Joker, starring Joaquin. I can never say his name right, so Mackenzie will say his name for now.
Joaquin Phoenix.
Joaquin Phoenix. Yeah, it's going to be a really dope movie. A lot of people are already talking about it. It comes out this Friday, October 4th, and your chance to win a pair of tickets right now. Pork Chop, let's get somebody on the phone, but then I want you to explain the rules today. Let's go to Emmanuel. Hey, what up?
Sup?
Yo.
Sup?
Hey. You ready to win?
I'm ready for it.
Right. Oh, yes. I love his energy.
How's the game work, Pork Chop?
So I've got a bunch of movie clips here, Emmanuel. You have to tell us what the movie is. We're going to play the clip. You tell us the movie. You've got to get 3 out of 5 right. If you don't, we're moving on.
Okay.
All right. Here is your first movie clip. Listen up.
If I wasn't telling the truth, how would I know this?
that you're an art teacher and you go to the Hookie Lao Cafe every Sunday and you make waffle houses and you like Casablanca lilies.
Stalker!
No!
What movie is that?
I love it.
Oh,
Three?
Can I give him a hint?
No, two. One.
I'm not sure.
You are 0 for 1.
50 First Dates.
All right.
We're not supposed to do that.
Mackenzie's using up all the inventory. All right, second movie. Just got to get 3 out of 5 right. Good luck with...
Now, I'm not much for blaspheming, but that last one made me laugh.
You spying on
me? Ooh, that one's tough.
That's easy.
That's easy.
That's so easy.
You know that voice.
What movie is that from?
It's a movie with Morgan Freeman.
You got that right?
Yeah.
Three? Two...
One. Bruce Almighty.
Oh! Yes!
You
it
are
out.
One
Let's
for
give it
two.
To him. Yes.
All right.
Yeah, no, he got it.
Yeah.
Here we go. Next movie clip.
It's quite pungent.
It's a formidable scent. Brian, I'm going to be honest with you. That smells like pure gasoline.
They've done studies, you know. 60% of the time, it works every time.
Yes!
That doesn't make sense.
Can you name that movie?
Black Panther.
Three. Two. One.
Black Panther.
Sex Panther.
Mackenzie totally screwed that one up for you.
Sex
All right.
No, that's not the name of the movie. That's the scent. Sex
All
Panther.
Right. You are 1 for 3. You got to get these next two right or we got to hang up on you, okay? So if
oh,
you get
man.
This wrong, we got to say bye, 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 bye. Here's your song.
You got this.
Or here's your movie clip.
If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
What?
Oh! Oh! Yes!
Any other questions?
Patches,
All right.
Mickey.
What
Patches.
Movie is that?
Patches.
Dodgeball.
Yes!
Hey! 2 for 4.
All right. It comes down to this last clip. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go for Joker movie passes.
Maybe you like spaghetti and meatball? Be more comfortable with that analogy?
Yes, considering we're in America. I mean, if you don't like spaghetti and meatballs, why don't you get the hell out?
Hey, listen, I'll come down there and give you a crew cut, mister. Not my problem. Your father was sick.
Stop yelling at me!
Steve Buscemi. Love him.
Okay.
I think producer Porkchop's White Claws are kicking in.
Yes. Can you tell us that movie? Three. Two. One.
I don't know.
I am so sorry. We're going to hang up on you. Hopefully we have somebody else hanging on. Sierra, are you there?
Sierra!
No.
This is your chance to win those movie tickets. Are you ready? Please say yes.
Yes.
Okay, cool. Here we go. You got to get 3 out of 5 right. Listen to the movie clip, and then I'll ask you if you know what it is.
I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want. But what I do have... are a very particular set of skills. Skills I've acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Oh, I love this.
Yes.
What movie is that? Three. Two.
You've literally got to be kidding me.
One.
I can't.
Man, there are so many social media memes about that.
All right. Next movie. It's okay. Got to get 3 out of 5 right. Here's number 2.
What kind of a stupid name is that? What, are you trying to be an Irish R&B singer?
Oh, they let you pick any name you want when you get down there.
And you landed on...
Yeah, I was between that and Muhammad.
Why would it be between that or Muhammad? Why don't you just pick a common name like a normal person?
Muhammad is the most commonly used name on Earth. Read a book for one.
All right.
Porkchop is dying.
Sierra, what move?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Why did you have to beep out that, the name?
Because it gives it away.
Not,
All right.
Apparently not.
We're going to have to go to our third person here.
Oh, man.
Mike, are you still there?
Oh, I'm still here.
Mike, I'm going to play this clip for you. Tell me if you know what it is. Hold on. Porkchop, I can't read lips. What do you want me to do?
Go ahead. Just play the clip.
What kind of a stupid name is that? What, are you trying to be an Irish R&B singer?
Oh, they let you pick any name you want when you get down there.
And you landed on...
Yeah, I was between that and...
What'd you say?
You got it.
Yes!
Yeah. McLovin!
All right, your next clip, 1 for 1. Here we go.
License and registration.
Officer, I know that...
License and registration, please. You know how fast you were going?
65.
63.
Officer, isn't the speed limit 65?
Yeah, it is.
Can you name that movie?
I can see it in my head.
Three. Two.
I don't know.
One. All right. We'll try our next one. Here you go. One for two.
Chancho, when you are a man, sometimes you wear stretchy pants in your room. It's for fun.
Don't worry. I won't tell nobody.
Stretchy pants.
Stretchy pants. Do you know that movie?
Goodness.
It has Jack Black in it.
I don't know movies, and I picked the easiest one.
It's not Nacho Libre, is it?
Yes!
Yes! All right.
I'm throwing up lobs because people need help, okay?
If you get this right, you win. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
So you're the
most excellent agent we've ever seen.
Yes, most excellent agent we've ever seen. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, can you name that movie? As he's asking for help in the background. Three.
Beyonce's in it.
Two.
Mike Myers.
One.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
All right.
I don't think we're ever going to play this game again, Joe.
I agree.
But this is so much fun and so easy, I just don't understand.
Here is your, was this his last clip?
Yeah.
Let's do one more.
Here you go. Good luck.
It's quite pungent.
It's a formidable scent. Brian, I'm going to be honest with you. That smells like pure gasoline.
They've done studies, you know. 60% of the time, it works every time.
That doesn't make sense.
I'm so glad you played that one again. It's Anchorman.
Yeah!
There we go. The big winner right now getting two Fandango passes for Joker, starring Joaquin Phoenix. You can check it out when it opens up this Friday, October 4th. Congratulations to Mike. Hey, happy birthday, Pork Chop. It is hot as hell today in our studio.
Yes.
Can you crack me a White Claw, please? I'll take whatever.
A one, a two, a three. Happy
birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Pork Chop. Happy birthday to you. Oh, he's cracking his third White Claw.
Oh, God.
He's like chasing.
I know. Can't take him anywhere.
No, it was like someone shook it or something. It like started bubbling up.
Well, it's you, Shaky McGee.
Birthday!
Okay. 833-563-2539. I want to know, what prank did you pull? Could have been a prank at school. Could have been a prank on your neighbor, on a friend, total random stranger. The reason I bring this up, I saw the story and I'm like, that's not how this works. Police in, is it Lafarge, Wisconsin?
Sure.
I'll go with that. They are anticipating the local high school homecoming Halloween for things to get kind of out of control. They recently posted some guidelines on Facebook for anyone who's planning to toilet paper a house. I guess in Wisconsin, the TPN is a big deal. Quote, if children are going to toilet paper someone's property, they should first receive consent from the property owner and clean up the mess when they are done. What?
You clean it up?
You know, you don't ask, hey, excuse me, can I come toilet paper your property and make a mess?
I remember there was an episode of the Kardashians and Kim got so mad they TP'd her house. She was like, clean it up.
Now, has anybody, 833-563-2539, done something like that where they pulled a prank? I've got three. I would say two are a prank. Once is kind of a dumb thing I did when I was in high school.
What's the best?
I would say the best was toilet papering a teacher's house. We did it in the summertime when school was out.
Okay.
And the reason I say it's the best, and I feel terrible about this, but it rained before they could get it all down.
Oh, no. That's the worst.
Because dry toilet paper is easy, but when it's wet, you know, like, you know how it is in the toilet.
And there's like little bits left everywhere.
Yeah, it just falls apart. But there was like eight of us, and we had giant rolls of toilet paper, and you just throw it up and back, up and back. And I'll tell you what, within 10 minutes, you can do a lot of damage.
Yes.
And this is back in the day before there was like Ring security systems or alarms, like motion activated. Because now I think it's harder to get away with pranks. But back then, you could pull a prank no problem. So
yes.
That was one of my favorite. Another thing I did to our friend at school, where I think my friend worked like in a kitchen at his job, and he had like giant industrial sizes of Saran wrap.
Oh yeah!
So we Saran wrapped our friend. It only took like 15 minutes, but we all we did is we Saran wrapped their doors so they couldn't get into their car.
That's amazing.
But like it took forever because they had to like get like scissors or a knife or something, I think, because it was so thick when it was Saran wrapped. That was such a good prank that we did, and one that I'm not super proud of, but a prank that I don't know what you would call it, but when I was on the baseball team, and this is dumb, don't do this, kids, if you're listening, but have you ever egged a house?
No, okay, I never. But you remember Biebs back in the day was a little stinker, Justin Bieber, and in his hoity-toity neighborhood, he egged someone's car in their house?
Yeah, I think it's just like a teenage thing to do, so we went and we're on this backcountry road where I was from, and we just went, and everybody on the baseball team had good arms, because, well, baseball, and we chucked, and it was like, fire! And it's like, you could just hear them all hitting the house.
Who like, did you hit? Like, whose house did you hit?
I don't just even know. Random just some random houses.
What would you do now being older? Like, if some kids did
I'm
that
like,
to
get
your
get off my lawn! I just start firing off my shotgun.
Isn't it funny how times change?
Now, I was wondering, 833-563-2539, who listening actually pulled some pranks, or did you ever, like, toilet paper somebody's place? Did you get away with it, or did you get caught? But, Mackenzie, the big thing you kind of hinted at is that you might have had a little risque pass, like you might have done something.
Something crazy.
What'd
went
you do?
Down when I was in high school. And I wasn't the main. I was in the getaway car, though. One of my friends, my craziest, wildest friend, I won't say her name, she got her heart broken. This guy dumped her, did her dirty. We go to his house. I don't know what she's going to do. It's three girls. One of the girls and I are in the car. She pops out. We go to his house. We're in his driveway. She pulls down her pants on his basketball court and literally went to the bathroom. She went to the bathroom and then jumped in our car. We left. And I was like, did that just happen? I will never forget in high school. And he never knew. Like, to this day, he thought probably thought it was a wild animal.
So it was just like a little present, little pile?
She was so mad at him. She was just crazy like that. And I was like dying.
That is the craziest thing I've ever heard. And only a woman would do that.
She was so mad.
Which reminds me of pranks where, like, people would take like dog doo-doo and put it in a brown bag and set the right on the fire. So you have to stomp it out.
But I was like, is this happening? And then we're like, go!
Wait, but you had no idea she was going to do that when you
went
with
her. We didn't
know
what she was going to do. No. She was like, let's just go to his house. And she wanted to see if he was home. He wasn't home. And so we're like, all right, so we're still in the car. And before she like gets back in the car, she just goes to his basketball court. It was wild.
Wow. I honestly like did not expect that to actually happen. And now I feel a little bit different looking at you after hearing that story.
I did not do that. I was just in the getaway car. I couldn't believe my eyes. But don't mess with her, apparently.
All right, let's go to Kendall. Hey, Kendall, what was your prank that you pulled?
Yeah, it's a Christmas prank. So basically you go around the neighborhood and you mount the reindeer, you know, to make them look like they're flipping pancakes.
Yes, my brother-in-law did that to my parents. It was hilarious.
Ho, ho, ho. So wait, you went around the entire neighborhood and did that?
Yeah, so my mayor back home, she has these two reindeer on Main Street that she's, like, super proud of. And, like, puts cameras on them. And we, like, painted ourselves black and, like, wore black clothes and mounted those reindeer.
That is hilarious.
Yeah. Wow, did you get caught?
Nope.
Dang.
And I am proud to this day.
That is awesome, because that's not hurting anyone or anyone, like, property, like, egging it. You know, it's funny.
Tell that to Donner and Blitzen. I don't know if they wanted to be in that compromising position.
Maybe they enjoyed it.
Maybe they did. I'm sure Rudolph did. Okay. Have you got any other pranks? Why don't you share them with us? You can be private about it. Send us a DM. Radio Now AM Show.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy of the day.
Man, I feel so bad for this dummy of the day. Let's go to Texas. A dude named Billy Bob. He recently decided to turn himself into police for violating his parole.
Oh, Billy Bob.
But here's the thing,
What's
though.
What's the deal?
Well, I mean, he was nervous because, you know, he's going to go back to jail. He violated parole. So he decided, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get drunk before I turn myself in. Get a little liquid courage. So Billy Bob chugged 7 beers to help build up the courage, then went to the police station. But when he showed up, it turned out the cops were not looking for Billy Bob.
No.
No, in fact, there weren't any warrants out for Billy Bob at the time. He was totally fine.
Oh, no!
Yeah, so, you know, they had to let him go. But Billy Bob was so drunk at that point, after drinking all those beers for courage, that they determined he was a danger to himself and others, and they arrested Billy Bob for public intoxication.
Oh.
Poor Billy Bob. That violated his parole, and now Billy Bob is back in jail.
And the only person he has to blame is Billy Bob.
Yeah, I wonder what kind of beers he was drinking. Do you think he was drinking the Claws?
I do not think so. What number Claw are you on for your birthday, Porkchop?
This is number 2.
Oh, just 2?
That's it?
Uh-huh. I thought you were on 3. Oh,
nope,
yeah.
Just 2.
All right, well, when are you going to step up consumption? Oh, yeah. 2, 6. Okay, cool. That's your dummy. Your dummy of the day here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. We will be right back. This is going to be interesting. Producer Porkchop and Mackenzie, I guess both of you need to very shortly take your driver's test because your license are, like, what, expiring? Or
well, mine's just West Coast, so I need to get a new license because I formerly lived on the West Coast, so I haven't updated it yet.
And well, Porkchop, what's your case?
I mean, mine is still a Michigan ID from when I lived up in Michigan, which I moved 11 months ago. Actually, okay. 12 months now. Today's my birthday, so my ID does expire today. I don't know if it expired today or it expires today.
I think if it expires on, like, today, that mean like the date 10/1/19.
Yeah, yeah.
Then that means that it's expired as of now.
What?
Yes, like,
see, mine doesn't actually expire now that I'm looking at it until 2021.
Oh, then
I just
you're,
need to update
you're
mine.
Fine.
So I'm way more golden than the birthday
Pork
boy.
Pork chop
here.
Though.
He's in trouble.
I don't know. I think this is I think it's still good today. It says expires 10/1/19. So it expires today. It didn't expire today.
Like if you get pulled over, you'll be fine today, but tomorrow.
Right. What if I wanted to go to the bar and get a drink? Would they be like, "Oh, your ID's expired?"
No.
I think your ID's expired. Okay, if milk expires on the 1st of October, are you drinking it today?
Yeah. I just wouldn't drink it tomorrow.
All right, 833-563-2539. If you can have any tips or tricks for these two, they're going to be taking their driver's test. And I have a practice driver's test up here with questions on it.
Wait. What do you mean practice driver's?
This is apparently questions that'll be on there. Do you realize, too, I think you have to get like an 82%. There's 50 questions, and if you get, you have to get 42 of them right.
Don't I just walk in and say, hi, I want my new ID?
No. I actually failed. I'm disappointed and embarrassed to admit this. I failed my driver's test 2 times because this quiz is so hard.
Well, think about people on the road. I mean, there's great drivers and there's terrible drivers on the road. So I would say probably a huge percentage would fail if they had to take this test.
But I'm a great driver.
But this is like a test. It's not like me driving on the road, I'm great. But actually.
You think?
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Okay. Well, let's check our insurance records for speeding and other things, Porkchop, and see how that goes. 833-563-2539. We might have somebody that can answer that question. Hey, good morning. Make sure you got your radio turned down. Who are we talking to? Who's this?
Oh, this is Ben.
Hey, Ben, turn your radio down for me there, buddy, so I can hear you talking. What did you want to say here? Do you have an answer to what they're talking about?
No, not really.
All right. Good time. Good call. That's what happens when I randomly pick up a phone call. All right. Let's get to the test, gang. Are you ready?
Yes.
No.
Okay. If your disc or drum brakes suddenly fail, you should A, shift to a higher gear if possible and coast, B, shift to a higher gear if possible and pump the brake pedal fast and hard several times, pull off the road and stop, shift to a lower gear if possible and pump the brake pedal fast and hard several times.
Pull off the road and stop.
No, I say shift to a lower gear and pump.
All right, and the correct answer is shift to lower gear if possible and pump the brake. Mackenzie, you already got one wrong.
But what if it doesn't work? Then you're going to have to pull off and stop anyway.
It says if your vehicle's disc or drum brakes suddenly fail, you should shift to a lower gear if possible to slow your vehicle, then pump the brake pedal fast and hard several times.
I'm imagining Mackenzie going 70 miles an hour and like the brakes go off. She's like, oh, got to pull off to the side.
Starts hitting like road sign after road sign.
Dirt
slow
is
me
kicking
down.
Up.
Here's what you...
Road sign out. She's like, it's in drive. It should be fine.
Here's what you don't want to do on ice is pump, 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 pump those brakes because you'll slide like crazy. I do know
hey,
that.
Hey, don't give Pork Chop right. answers in case that's a question coming up.
Mm-hmm.
All right. A flashing red light at an intersection is the equivalent to...
Stop sign! I don't even need multiple choice. Stop sign.
You're going to fail this test if you don't let the quizzer give out the questions.
A four-way stop, but go ahead.
A flashing red light at an intersection is the equivalent to A, do not enter sign, B, flashing yellow light, C, a stop sign, or D, a yield sign.
A stop sign, C.
Okay, C.
Oh, so Pork Chop, with his big mouth, wants to go off there until it's finally there. And yes, you are correct. It's a stop sign.
Boom.
All right, next question. Don't get all boomy. You're one for two over here.
50%
Missy,
so far.
I may not issue a license if you keep this up. The maximum speed limit in a highway work zone is at least this amount below the maximum established speed limit for the area. So let me do it with those in there. Is at least 20 miles below, is at least 10 miles below the maximum speed limit, 5 miles below the maximum speed limit, or 15 miles below the maximum speed limit?
Joe, I'm going to go A, 20 miles below. What do you have, Chops? Just guess.
I guess that A, 20, but I would say whatever the posted sign says.
Oh, that's your answer, the posted sign? All right, let's see. Mackenzie said 20, and you're going to copy her. And guess what, guys? You are both wrong. It's
15.
Actually 10.
Oh,
wrong
that's
again.
Random. Because it always says like 40, 45 in a zone, and usually it's like 60, 65.
That's so dumb.
But it says at least that's how below. It could be more than that.
Okay, these are nitpicky.
Oh, guys, these are the things that make you fail a test. These are the questions I failed on. Because
I mean, the blinking light equivalent of a stop sign. You need to know that.
Okay, this is a visual right here. I'm going to show you both. I want you to look at this sign, and then I'll have you tell me what it means. The sign's on the right-hand side of my screen right there. Do you see the sign?
Yes.
Look at it.
It's yellow. It's got squiggly lines and a dash.
I know
dash.
What that means.
Okay, does that right there where, yes, it starts out wide, it kind of narrows in and winds out again, does that sign mean that this is an underpass ahead, do not stop? Does it mean that the road ahead will merge, use caution? Does it mean that there's a narrow bridge ahead, use caution and go slow? Or does it mean that there's a winding road ahead?
What was the second one?
The road ahead will merge, use caution.
So I'm going to go with B.
I'm going with C.
Well,
it's B or C because caution because it's yellow.
Well, Mackenzie, I need an answer for the test, and you are once again wrong.
I go C.
No, it is actually C. It is that there is a narrow bridge ahead. You need to use caution.
Well, my Oliver, who is Siri, would tell me that anyway. He would say, bridge ahead, girl.
Well, is Oliver going to be taking the test with you?
No, I'm going to obviously have to study up. Jeez.
Yeah, you are failing misery. I got like one more question for you.
I'm an excellent driver, though. I really am.
It doesn't matter. When you fail the test, they're going to tell you to come. And you know what sucks? You can't come back for another day.
Oh, no. Then how? What?
Yeah. Here's an easy one. You guys get this and go out on a high note. If you're approaching a stop sign, you must A, stop at the broken white stop line, stop at the edge of the road, stop at the broken yellow stop line, or stop at the solid white stop line.
Wait, A and D were the same.
Stop at the broken.
Okay, then D.
Solid.
See?
D.
He's going to fail the test right there.
That's not right.
D isn't right.
D isn't right.
No, it is, but he's not reading. If you didn't help him, Mackenzie, he would have got it wrong.
No, I said A and D are the same and repeat them, and you said broken, so I knew
that
was wrong.
How many times can you take this test? That's the question.
I think it's once every 24 hours.
Oh, great.
Oh, boy.
So, I mean, is there a max? Like, do they X you out at like 10 tries?
I'm not sure what's going to happen.
We'll find out.
But I'm not feeling too good about you guys right here doing this one. It's Pork Chop's birthday. Yeah. White claws are being consumed. You won't make it home today.
Yes, he will.
We're gonna drink all the white claws.
I'm only on my eighth one.
He's holding up really well.
Yeah, you're doing good. Where's that little mobile breathalyzer you have?
Oh, it's in my car.
Well, I don't know if it should go near your car.
Wait, why don't you guys talk? I'll go get it real quick.
That's okay.
No, talk. I can take me 10 seconds.
No, we're good.
No, okay. No, we're good.
We're good.
So what are you going to do for the rest of your birthday, Chops?
Well, I have to go to the BMV and get my new ID because it expires today.
Okay, so that's not very fun on your birthday. Did you try a new present from me?
No, I've still got this belt here that Mackenzie got me. It's so much better than my old one.
It's double-sided.
Yeah, it's look how bad my old belt is. It's like, ugh.
Oh, I was hanging by a string, literally. I'm so happy.
Yeah, I used to wear that. So that's
that
the
was
belt.
The old you.
That was one hot pocket away from breaking.
Literally. I'm hoping Joe wants to play disc golf today.
Dude, it's going to be hot as
that's
balls.
That's good. Then we'll sweat more and lose more weight.
It's 95 and a heat index of 97.
What?
I ain't trying to die.
Is it really?
It's his birthday. You can't turn him down on his birthday.
But if he wants me to die, I guess I got to die.
This is the hottest birthday I've ever had. It's usually kind of chilly.
So are you going to have like a date tonight or what? Is anyone taking you out for dinner on your birthday?
I think mine and Joe's friend Chad, he said he'd go to like trivia. Not Family Feud trivia, but regular trivia. I don't have any friends, Mackenzie.
Oh, I was like, I'll take you out. But I thought one of your like hot dudes should take you, like wine and dine you.
I don't know. I've been not dating for like a week. I deleted Grindr a week ago today.
You did?
I hear that it's actually collapsed. I hear that they have nobody else on it anymore.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Because I'm not there. Right.
But I think I did see you on Craigslist or something.
Oh, gosh, no.
Casual encounters?
No. Just doing me, you know? Just me and my cats hanging out, cleaning the house.
Aww.
Doing laundry, playing disc
golf. That is a boring birthday. No, you are going to do something fun
tonight.
You're
making him feel worse about it. Stop.
Yeah, right.
You're like, you're having the lamest birthday of all time.
It's a very special birthday. Shout out to Brian. His birthday is today. And my girl Janelle's birthday is coming up in a few days. So this is like a big birthday week.
Aww, cool.
Yeah, the best people.
Okay, why don't you go talk to like our boss? Maybe the boss will take you out to
eat
or something.
Yes.
Bosses always take people out for their birthday, right?
Yeah.
Maybe. Which boss? Like the big, big, big boss?
I don't know. Any boss. Today's the day you go get in good with the boss man or woman.
Be like, hey, it's my birthday. You taking me out? Just act like you already
quit.
Act like you already talked about it and they forgot.
Okay.
Exactly. Hey, so are we going to lunch at 11 or 12?
So like, did we say noon? Okay, I'll meet you there.
Are we riding in your car like you said?
Oh, yeah. Don't forget the corporate card. See you there.
I want to go to Brew Burger. You think they'll bring me there?
I don't know.
Ooh, yeah.
Mackenzie, you and I should be like, hey, remember that meeting we had about me and Mackenzie in the show? Yeah, we need to go grab lunch.
Let's make this happen.
All right. Well, I don't know. Maybe I'll get pitied into doing some disc golf. It is so hot, though, dude. I just want to stay inside and play a video game.
No.
Disc golf. It's good.
Get outside and get moving, mister.
Okay.
It's good for you. I'm going to take a fitness test at Eat the Frog in Carmel. I'm really excited. Joe works out there all the time, so this will be a lot of fun. Then my mom, Kiki, is having a huge Kiki garage sale. So it's happening Wednesday and Thursday. Let me know if you're interested because she's got a lot of great stuff. And I'm pretty much cleaning out my storage unit, so I'm getting rid of a lot of furniture.
Are you
going to
shoot like commercials like you do for Andy Moore? Like, Kiki's got more. She's got this. She's got that. And if you act now, you can get my old couch.
Well, Kiki is so sweet. So it'll be interesting to see if she bargains with people because they're probably going to try to lowball her. So I got them to be like, Kiki, be stern.
All right. Well, hey, we got to get out of here. Mackenzie, don't forget tomorrow you face the box of shame. I hope it's something good.
Why?
Because you had a one. That's
torture.
What happens.
I know. I got to take my punishment.
Check everything out you might have missed at radionowindy.com. For myself, Joe, producer Pork Chop, and Mackenzie, let's say goodbye.
Bye.